Hey guys, welcome back to the Infamous Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Tudor, along with, as always,
Johnny Potter.
Hey, what's happening, Johnny?
Not much.
Hey, first off, we want to say everybody in France and around the world who've been dealing with shit, we love you guys, and, you know, make peace, not war, right?
Sure.
Yeah. So, stay safe out there, people. That's what we want to say. Love each other. Anyway, now we're going to get to the business of nonsense.
The business of nonsense.
Yeah. So, you know, it seems like we say this every week, but like it's another big week for geeks.
When isn't it lately?
Yeah, it's a great time to be a geek. There's so much content for us all to consume that it's not even funny. But you know, we had a great episode of The Flash. We had a great episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which I think it was my favorite episode of the season.
It was a very interesting episode.
And we're not going to really talk much about S.H.I.E.L.D. this week, because we want to talk about The Flash. I want to complain about The Walking Dead.
Okay.
It's the only reason I watch it.
You can complain.
We are actually going to review a comic book this week.
Yeah.
Vader Down, number one. It's Marvel's Star Wars line, which has been great.
Yeah. It's a year now.
Yeah. Has there been a book that hasn't been good?
No, I think I've enjoyed everything.
So, yeah.
It's been different. I usually wait and read two issues at a time.
Right.
And that, but every, you know, it's one of those things where it's not like I hurt myself by not waiting, but it's just more enjoyable to read multiples.
Right.
Because it's like, then I'm not going, oh, damn, I got to wait till the next month.
But you read Vader Down today.
Yeah.
And you texted me immediately upon finishing it, which, you know, so we'll get into that. We're going to talk a little bit about Agent Carter, and we can talk some Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. when we do that. And then the big thing is, if you're listening to this on Friday, what are you doing? You should be binging on Jessica Jones. Like,
I'll be working.
Yeah. Well, you know, it seems like Netflix usually puts the stuff up at like 10:30 or 11:30 lately for these things, like the night before.
Right.
So hopefully I'll get a jump start. And you know,
so it will start tonight.
Tonight,
Thursday night. In case anybody's wondering.
Yeah, so we're recording on Thursday. So I'll try. Like, hopefully they do that, and I'll try and get through like an episode or two tonight.
Sure. Yeah.
And then text you about it in the middle of the night.
Yeah, I'll probably be asleep.
Yeah. So yeah.
Also, isn't it 1 month until The Force Awakens?
It is. We're at 28 days.
Yeah.
So. A lot of just great stuff happened.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get to it. The Flash, episode 7, Guerrilla Warfare.
Grodd returns.
Grodd. And he looked great. I mean, it's a TV show on the CW with a really limited budget.
I was going to say, this was probably one of the most expensive episodes they've done this year so far.
Yeah.
And I wonder if they do like a lot of shows where they save up until they know they have to do something like this.
Well, like Smallville did that.
Yeah.
Where they would like save up and save up.
Sure, yeah.
And it became really, really obvious when they were saving money to...
Sometimes, yeah.
...to watch. So, yeah, I'm excited, man. It was so cool. And to see what happened with Grodd, Harrison Wells...
Harrison trying to be Eobard Thawne was fun because it's like it's the same actor, but he's playing it totally different.
And he's such a good actor.
Yeah.
That like, and when Sisko's like, well, you gotta sound like you care.
Yeah.
Because like this Harrison Wells is very detached.
Yeah.
You know, he compartmentalizes really well. Where Eobard Thawne was all passion.
Well, sure.
For killing Barry.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah. It was kill the Flash. However. We'll build a giant ape. We'll build whatever we got to
do. Yeah, whatever we got to do.
You know,
we'll get a yellow suit.
I mean, it seems like the villains are building armies to fight the Flash.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say they're cowards. In the end, they kind of come off that way because they have everybody else coming at them so they can weaken them up to the point that, oh, it'll be easy to beat him.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of soften them.
Yeah.
Get some Zoom, body blows, a little rope-a-dope.
Zoom's been doing that, so.
Yeah.
Which it was nice to have a breather from the Zoom story.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it's one of those things. Real quick with Zoom, I heard listening to the Collider team with their Flash recap this morning from yesterday, David had a really interesting thought that Zoom is actually someone we've never seen.
It's possible too.
Because, you know, and he made an excellent point that, like, the Flash is in it for the long game.
Right.
You know, they're not, it's not just like, hey, let's just have this formula where it's like someone can betray Barry. Like, right. You know, let's make an actual villain. Because a lot of people now are saying, I'm seeing that they think it's Joe from Earth 2.
See, and I don't think it is.
Yeah.
I think it's Barry.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah,
I think
you've said that
I all literally along. Think it's Barry, and I think it's the whole idea that, you know, like Harrison, like it seems the heroes, like even Flash, right. are a little bit detached from themselves.
Right.
That the Barry in this universe might be bad.
Yeah.
That he could be. And it's one of those things where I'd be curious to see more of Earth 2.
Yeah. And I like the idea that it might be Henry with, you know, Barry having died due to the explosion.
That's another cool theory. I think that's an interesting one, too. So.
Yeah, and, you know, so, I mean, we're going to see. I think we'll find out as fans who Zoom is before. Like, I don't think it's going to be a big reveal. Like,
sure,
you darn kids, I would have gotten away with it, too.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for your damn Speed Force. No, so we had Grodd. Henry Allen is back. John Wesley Shipp.
Yeah.
It's always great to see him. Gives Barry a pep talk, you know, to kind of get him back.
Yeah, it was due, you know. With the whole thing with Barry being crippled. Well, not crippled, but, you know, just injured and that because he's fast healing. So,
and I'm glad that they talked about the fast healing and they quickly got back to the whole, like, okay, you're healing. Let's do a little therapy.
I think it was the whole idea that the mental healing is going to take longer than the physical healing took, you know, and I don't know. I mean, it was just an interesting episode all the way around. Patty, with him having to lie to her about him.
That was interesting. I wonder when she's going to find out. Because I think she'll solve it for herself.
I think she's working with Zoom, so she already knows.
You think that, yeah.
Yeah.
So, another great thing is the whole thing with Cisco and Kendra Saunders.
Kendra Saunders.
Who... is Hawk Girl and his vibe.
Which I already knew that, but well, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we knew that just from the Legends of Tomorrow cast. Like,
if they wouldn't have shown her and they just said the name, it's like Kendra Saunders was the last Hawk Girl in Justice Society.
Right.
So, I mean, and yeah, having him vibe and the first thing it was an angel coming in, it's like, okay, that's cool.
Or he was calling it a Hawk Man.
Yeah, he said Hawk Man at one point.
And then when he kissed her, it vibed on her face.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, and then I liked how he didn't say anything, how he just kind of, he went with it.
Right, yeah.
It shows that Cisco Ramon is...
He's starting to evolve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that
vibe
was cool.
Is starting to evolve, really. It's not even the Cisco, it's vibe.
Yeah. So that was cool. And then, you know, just the last kind of... Okay, so this is kind of bothering, right?
Okay.
They wanted to send Grodd away.
Right.
Like, isn't that kind of taking their problem? And like dumping it on an unsuspecting world, it's going to come back to
bite
them
in the ass. Consequences.
But Gorilla City looked awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I never thought we would see that version of Gorilla City.
We said, this episode, they spent a lot of money, and just that one visual effect showing the city was pretty awesome.
Yeah. So,
and it's another thing where I said,
is that Earth 2?
That is Earth 2.
Okay.
Well, what it was is, Harrison told him, he said that the apes that were experimented on his Earth were given a area in Central Africa to live.
Yeah. So I wasn't 100% sure that, because they were talking about closing portals and
all 52 portals lead to somewhere on Earth 2.
Okay.
Is what Harrison pretty much has said. And the fact that they even ask in the episode, why do these lead to certain areas on Earth 2? And he goes, I don't know, but I need to find out.
Yeah.
And it's like,
Do you think he doesn't know? Or
I think he doesn't fully know what's going on. I think that Harrison just made the mistake of going after Zoom, and Zoom's like using him.
Yeah,
at this
he's
point.
So powerful.
He's got Jesse.
Yeah. So, Jesse Quick.
Yeah.
But yeah. Okay. So,
and the trailer.
Yeah. I didn't watch the trailer.
You didn't watch the trailer?
No. So we have no Flash next week Arrow.
I think nothing next week because of Thanksgiving.
But then 2 weeks we come back and we have the Flare-O crossover.
Yeah.
So yeah, I didn't watch the
It looks cool.
After either one. So, yeah. I'll be excited to watch that. Like, I watch it on Hulu, so they don't ever
show
the previews.
It's pretty cool because, I mean, if you guys are watching this, the Arrow cave or whatever has all the costumes in it now.
Right.
At one point in the preview, the Arrow and the Flash costumes are in the case next to each other, and it's like,
very cool.
That's a cool image to see, you know?
I wonder if they'll start keeping, like, each other, like, spares of each other's costumes and their various hideouts.
And I mean, Vandal Savage is in it.
And he's going to be the bad guy for Legends of Tomorrow.
But this is his introduction as well as, you know,
Is kind of like the backdoor pilot.
Right.
Or the backdoor opening to whatever.
Because that's starting in, January or February?
Yeah, January 10th or 8th or something like that. And then another really cool thing was just kind of last thing about the Flash was the ring. The Flash ring. Barry handed this to Cisco. He's like, hey, figure this out so I don't have to carry a bag everywhere I go. And then Wells was like, hey, I'm great with this
stuff. And they answered a question that had been in my head of, you know, the whole idea, what Eobard had the time vault.
Right.
And they hadn't acknowledged it since the premiere of this year. And this episode answered that it's still there.
Yeah. Because they went and got the costume. Yeah, so that was really cool, too.
I'm sure that maybe that'll have something to do with the Legends of Tomorrow using the time vault.
Gideon. I wonder if they'll get Morena Baccina back to do the voice.
Yeah.
Because she said, in an interview on The Nerdist, she talked about how she loved that.
Yeah, she's literally crossing over all the,
she's the
realms at this
point. She's the glue that holds it all together.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, The Flash, great episode. Looking forward. Kind of bummed we've got to wait 2 weeks, but...
Yeah, normal holidays, so, wait until it goes on a full break, and then you're going to be, peeling the paint off the walls.
When it's gone from, the middle of December until the beginning of February, it's like,
what?
That's when I'll watch Fargo season 2.
Sure.
All right.
Like I said, that's when you catch up on the stuff you can't watch on a normal basis.
So, moving on, The Walking Dead, episode 6, always accountable. It was a very Daryl-centric episode. It's been a while since we've really spent a lot of time with Daryl Dixon on his own. I think the last time was with him and Beth, really.
When
they were doing their hard traveling heroes thing.
Yeah.
But Abraham and Sasha. Which was actually the part of the episode I enjoyed.
I was going to say, that was the better part of the episode than the Daryl part of the episode.
The whole Daryl thing, coming in with what we're supposed to assume as, comic book readers is Negan's group.
Maybe.
I think that's a red herring. I don't think they're wolves, because they were way too organized.
I think it might actually be Negan's group, but I think it's just going to be one of the ones that's out there. I mean, they didn't show anybody's faces except one guy.
The
one guy they kept yelling for, you didn't see his face at all. So I'm like, maybe that's going to be...
Well, you saw the guy who got bit and had his arm.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
So... but again, these are people who understand the virus and things like that.
Right.
So hopefully, they're trying to throw something new at us.
Yeah, maybe.
Because they just announced Jeffrey Dean Morgan as Negan. I don't think they would start introducing that group without having that character cast.
Yeah.
This early. Yeah. Because, these episodes were shot months ago.
Well, do you think that this group could be tied to the Hilltop?
Possibly.
Yeah.
So,
were just trying to catch the people that Daryl got stuck with.
Yeah, that stole the medicine.
Stole insulin, kind of makes sense if they... And that's the other thing. There has to be a doctor because there was, a freezer box full of insulin.
Yeah, it was the cooler cooling everything. Yeah. So I did like those zombies in the glass house that were encased in glass.
Yeah, they totally made fun of that on Talking Dead, as they were meant in package. They were meant in package zombies. And to the girl for ruining the packages.
They were a little too decomposed for having been.
Yeah.
But they were on fire. So, there would have been some.
Well, the Bernie Wrightson zombie.
Yeah.
I don't know if you caught that. No. Greg Nicotero had posted on his Instagram that there was a Bernie Wrightson zombie.
In
the episode, and it's the one that's coming after Daryl when he's trying to load his crossbow up.
Oh, okay.
That guy, that was, literally, and it's cool because, Nicotero likes to show a lot of stuff on his Instagram after the show's aired, and he wasn't just all prosthetics. There was some CG going on there.
Oh, okay, cool.
And it's like, it looked really cool.
Nice.
Yeah, and, you know, it's cool to see him doing dedications to people like Bernie Wrightson.
Yeah, definitely. And then, so Abraham and Sasha, like, he was trying to, like, make his move.
Yeah.
Which was fun.
Yeah.
And then him going after the rocket launcher.
Which was the most disturbing part of the episode, I think.
The zombie stuck kind of on
The fact that he was having some kind of mental breakdown.
Yeah.
Because you could, just the flashes and the way they shot it and that, and the whole idea of he was in the military. We know he was in the military.
Right, right.
And dealing with this guy. Because I was like, at one point, I'm like, just shove the damn guy off the pole and let him fall, you know? It's right. Like, the rocket launcher will be down there and he won't be able to move. But they did it cooler. I mean, just for him getting so, the zombie getting so stressed out that he literally split himself off of the pole. And I'm like, that was gruesome too.
Just getting like, just.
But the rocket launcher thing, I'm like, right. Oh, come on. And
like, I like how the rocket launcher just stayed there.
Just hanging there.
Like, yeah. So and so that was fun. And then the whole like thing.
I'll be curious to see where they use these 5 or 6 rockets that he's got now.
So we're looking at, we're what? Episode 6, right? Mm-hmm.
So 2 more episodes before they go on break?
Nothing's happened. I mean, like
nothing major.
A whole
nothing.
Bunch of people got killed.
Right.
At the in Alexandria.
Right. The wolf invasion and.
But nothing's happened.
Yeah, this episode it was like, you know, the end of the whole zombie crisis with them following them down the street. Right. Okay, we can leave them now.
Yeah, let's go.
They'll walk wherever they go.
Although Daryl did lose his sweet motorcycle.
And his
crossbow. Like, that's like his whoopee.
It'll be the quest for the crossbow at this point.
Do you think he'll be like crying at sleep for Carol to come wake him up and Carol have to like console him?
Oh, it's like he's okay. Be,
like, yeah, he's like Linus. Like he lost his blankie.
A sloppy mess in a corner somewhere. No, he'll get lucky and there'll be another one in a
better
house
one. It'll be the 2015 version, right, even though like they're not in 2015. Yeah. So.
I mean, do you think that what's his name will be pissed because he lost the bike that he built for him?
Aaron, yeah, I think it'll be pissed. Hell, yeah, that's a custom bike.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that bike. But then I guess the other big thing like that kind of happened was as they're driving and he's on the walkie.
Oh, help!
Is it
Glenn? Everybody was saying it's Glenn, but even Norman Reedus said it's not Glenn.
Yeah.
So I mean, I didn't think it was Glenn.
Is it the community like you know where the wolves are attacking and someone there had a walkie?
Honesty, I think it was the people who stole his bike.
Yeah.
Like, literally, they went back thinking that, you know, oh, we'll be okay. We'll just trade this for this. And, you know, at the end, no, that's not what happened. You know, they got theirs.
Okay. That's a good point.
I mean, you know, that would be the way that I think it would be kind of cool to see that. Because if this is Negan's group, they'll show that point of view.
Yeah. And I mean, in this world, like, if you do something you're not supposed to do, you get yours in
the end. Yeah, exactly.
Like, nobody gets off, like.
Yeah, this isn't a kindly world.
So, all right. So, you know, Walking Dead was whatever.
Is it just, are you just watching it because now?
I watch it because we talk about it. You know, I also watch it because I've said before on the show, like the Alexandria portion is my favorite arc.
Okay, well, here's a question though, because the Alexandria portion really is still going on. Was it the point pre-all-out war?
From, like, what was it? Like, issue 90? Probably, like, issue 90 through, like, issue 110.
Okay.
So, that year.
Okay. The lead-up to Negan. And
yeah.
Then...
Like, so Negan was introduced in issue 1.
Yeah.
With the big thing that happened there. That
Negan and Lucille.
Yes,
and Lucille. Don't forget about Lucille.
So, but, like, even when he was first introduced, and like that first with the Saviors, or is that what they're called? Saviors?
Yeah, Survivors. His group was called the Saviors.
So, leading up to All Out War, like they did the pins and they had the little badges and things like that. Like that was just, it was fun. Like Walking Dead felt really fresh. And
yeah.
Now, where it is now, it's a different book. And I love
sure.
it. I look forward to it coming out, and when it comes out, you know, that's when I read digitally. I buy it as soon as I can and read it. As like I check the Image app,
shame
like,
on me,
starting
I'm
at like 9:30. oh, so there's a big thing that happened, Negan
right.
related yeah. in this last issue. But yeah, so I mean, but for me, that was like my favorite arc because you had you had this group come in from having
been on the run,
the prison,
yeah,
then living back on the run,
dealing with the governor.
Well, yeah, they had the whole thing with the governor, right?
Right, yeah.
They thought they were safe in the prison. They right. had the whole thing with the governor. And then they got split up.
Right. It literally was like what yeah. happened with Terminus. Except,
yeah.
You know, Terminus wasn't there. Rick lost it a little bit more.
The telephone thing
still, like, every once in a while pops up.
Because mm-hmm.
everybody, like, you know, everybody who knows Rick, Andrea and Carl, still know he has that telephone.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, it's like he doesn't, but there was what, an issue a few back where he looked at it?
Yeah, and just kind of
like,
looked at it.
Yeah, like maybe I should take a call.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, no, no. It's like, wait a minute. So it's like he's still a little bit on edge, but being that everybody's become more civilized after All Out War.
But so watching him become more docile, if you will, and like being with people who he knew weren't as strong as he is.
Yeah.
Weren't as strong. And having a purpose to protect, it's a lot of P's.
Right? Yeah.
Having a purpose to protect this new group and what they built and recognizing, like, hey, this is the first step to a better world.
Right.
You know, like, you know, he's getting his Obi-Wan on. Like, this is your first step well, sure. to a brighter
yeah,
tomorrow.
Yeah, he even grew the beard thing. And everything.
I mean, now with the character. Yeah. But watching, like, him shaving the beard and getting the haircut and, like, putting the cop uniform back on in the comic.
Yeah.
Like, I just love that arc because he's living in a world where he's missing a hand.
Right, you know? Yeah.
And we haven't seen enough yet. Like, this is a season-long story. Like, ideally, it would be a season-and-a-half-long story.
Sure, yeah.
We're not going to get that much time to live with this.
Well, and the problem with that is that, you know, the fans like us who've been reading the comic book, we want to see Negan. So...
I don't want to see him yet,
AMC's, like, you know, kind of going... We got to do it.
Do you think they're jumping the gun?
Well, yeah. I think that they should have waited another year. I think that he should be introduced in the season finale, and then that's next year's
story.
Yeah,
the 2016 season.
Yeah.
Like, because we have the mid-season. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
I don't... Mid-season finales, to me, are just a break.
I don't think we'll see him in the mid-season.
No, but I think that he should show up at the end of the full season, do what happens in 100, and then we come back to... You know, the next season, them dealing with the consequences of
like having to give half their supply,
right?
Because
yeah.
I mean,
and then by the middle of that season, push toward All Out War,
yeah.
And All Out War could go the whole half of that next season,
yeah. Because All Out War should not be an entire season.
So,
but like watching, like again, back to the comic,
they're gonna have to pay for a digital lion.
Yeah. Oh yeah, tiger.
Was it a tiger?
Yeah.
Okay.
But watching like Rick have to like. Deal with Negan.
Yeah.
And the plan that he has going on the entire time that, you know, he doesn't even tell Michonne about.
Right.
Like, he doesn't tell Carl about. There's only one person that knows. So, and like, he doesn't have that person. Like, right. So, like, it's Andrea, obviously. Not obviously, but, you know, it's Andrea. So, without that person, like, he doesn't, in the show, he's kind of missing that moral sense.
Yeah. The like, balance is a little different.
So,
but I mean, it looks like next week's episode might answer who that moral center could be.
Yeah.
And it's either going to be Morgan or it's going to be Michonne.
Yeah.
And I think that they're going to deal with the Morgan question of the wolf.
Right.
And everything else. So, you know.
Yeah. No, you're right.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you don't watch the trailers for next week's episodes. I watch the trailers and I watch, you know, The Talking Dead. So I see a little bit more than you do.
Yeah.
And just can build a little bit more of an idea of what might be coming.
Mm-hmm.
Which they didn't show the trailer for this past week's until in like the first sequence of Into the Badlands had played.
Okay. Yeah. So. And they used to do that a couple seasons ago when we had cable.
Right.
I guess 3 years ago. but yeah. All right. So, you know. Into the Badlands. Did you watch it?
I did watch it. Yeah.
Have you watched it? Yeah. I did. I watched it. I'm going to check out the second episode for sure.
Yeah, it definitely was a setup episode. I mean...
Is this six seasons? Or six episodes for the first season?
I don't know if they've... Like, I know that Hardwick said that the next three episodes or two at this point, episodes of The Talking Dead will be playing an hour later. So I'm assuming it might run for 6 episodes up until the first of the year, but I would have to look. Great action sequences.
It looks beautiful.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
You know, and so, yeah, I'm definitely going to check it out. So.
Danny Wu is awesome. Yeah. I mean, you know.
And the kid, MK, is the character, was cool. And then the whole idea with Barons, it's very much like Secret Wars.
Well, yeah, and it's in the future, and it's kind of Mad Max, Mad Max going on.
If you noticed his motorcycle,
yeah,
was very similar to Daryl.
He stole it. He stole it. It's from...
It survived the zombie apocalypse. So if Breaking Bad was the prequel series to The Walking Dead, the Badlands is the Badlands sequel. All right.
We're going to have to tie every AMC show that's AMC produced together somehow.
Yeah.
And that would be kind of interesting.
Well, because is Better Call... I haven't watched Better Call Saul yet because it's not on Netflix yet.
Yeah.
But it's a prequel to Breaking Bad,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So, like, Mike is responsible for the apocalypse.
Oh, that could be interesting. From his parking garage booth.
Yeah. All right, so we've been looking forward to this for a while.
Yeah,
Vader down.
Yeah,
it's so since Marvel took over the Star Wars comics a year ago.
Yeah, that's been a year now.
I know you and I were really concerned because we enjoyed the Dark Horse.
Right. Yeah, we were reading. There was the ongoing Star Wars Dark Horse book
by Brian Wood,
which was taking place in the same time,
same
time frame, but it didn't happen.
No. So
that's a parallel universe.
It's a parallel universe. It's EU. It's all Elseworlds at
Infinities
this point.
Infinities is what they should have just called it all.
Yeah. Just gone back and said, hey, this is all Infinity.
Yeah.
Anyway. So Vader down. It's the first crossover we've had since this new Marvel.
Yeah. I mean, the books have a slight crossover, obviously, because it's all happening at the same time.
But this is the first like line wide.
But this is the one where all hell is going to break loose and everybody's involved. You know, Han Solo and Princess Leia and Luke Skywalker are going to show up in Darth Vader's book, which hasn't happened yet.
No, it's... So just for people who haven't read, the way the Star Wars comics have worked from Marvel is there's the Star Wars, what I like to call Star Wars proper.
Right.
There's Darth Vader, and then...
There's miniseries.
We had Princess Leia, which was way better than I thought it was going to be, and it was a cool story where she was going down and finding the...
getting all the Alderaanian from Alderaan refugees.
So. Then there was Lando.
Lando.
And then
a heist story, obviously.
And it was great. It was a completely different look at Lando.
It was fun. It was fun.
And Lobot.
Yeah, Lobot. I want more of that, actually.
And then now we're doing Chewbacca.
Which I haven't read yet.
Which is fun.
Yeah.
Like it's
covers are awesome on that.
The art, the Phil Noto art.
It's
beautiful. Like
did you see the piece he did for Force Awakens that everybody's saying should have been the movie poster?
No.
Oh, God.
I'll track it down after this.
Look that up if you haven't
seen it. We'll post it, too, to the show notes.
So, Chewbacca, then there's Kanan, the last Padawan.
And I haven't read that. The first trade came out already.
Yeah. You should pick it up.
I plan to.
If you're a fan of Star Wars Rebels, this is the story that what happened to him. The first trade is the story of what happened to him during and after Order 66 was initiated. I haven't read the next sequence, but the next sequence is tying into the Rebels characters.
Because it starts with Kanan, the last Padawan, and then it dropped the last Padawan. It's just called Kanan now. So, that's definitely one that I just kind of missed because I hadn't started watching Rebels. Like, I'd seen, that's not true. I'd seen like 2 or 3 episodes of Rebels when that one started. And I was like, oh, I don't want to get spoiled by anything. I'll just wait till I get caught up. Yeah, and
there's nothing, like, if you haven't watched Rebels at all, there's nothing in there that really spoils the story of Rebels. It's just showing the origin of the, probably one of the most important characters on Rebels.
And, yeah.
Whose name really isn't Kanan.
No, it's,
Caleb Doom.
Yeah. And, man, Rebels has been good.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Shattered Empires was the other
Shattered Empire, which was the tie-in to The Force Awakens,
right.
Which we kind of see the origins of Poe Dameron.
Yeah, that's like, there wasn't anything really, I mean, it was an enjoyable story to see how they were fighting the Empire.
It was great because we got to see that whole, like, A-Wing fighter squad.
Right.
Which, you know, we understand the B-Wings and the Y-Wing bombers and, like, obviously Rogue Squadron with the X-Wings.
Right.
it was great to see the A-Wings, because really they're like the all-purpose, like, right, just fighters.
Yeah.
And it was written by Greg Rucka, so obviously
I watched it.
And you had warned me, saying there was a spoiler for Force Awakens.
Yeah, the Poe thing was one of those things where I was like, you know, I know you were trying to avoid spoilers as much as possible. Now,
I read all four issues.
Was it four or five?
I read all the
issues. You read them all. I think it was four.
So what happens at the end of that book? And I'm not going to spoil that. What Luke was after. It makes
sense to what you see in some of the previews.
I hope that that is part of this universe. Yeah. And I hope that's why we haven't seen anything about Luke yet.
Right.
So, just that being said. All right.
Luke's Yoda?
Quickly, back to Vader Mustafar. Down. Yeah, we're getting like way off track from Vader down here. Okay, first off, the book is beautiful. It's written by Jason Aaron. Mike Diodato.
Yeah, that's right. Diodato.
So, did the art, and then it's Frank Martin Jr. with the colors and just the color of this book.
I'll tell you what, Diodato has evolved over the years. Diodato's been around
forever. Yeah, he's been around for a long time.
And I remember he did some of the Hulk stuff that looked awesome. Mm-hmm. But his art has evolved a lot and looks great in this book. It's still the same. You can tell it's Diodato, but there's something to it, and it is probably the colors are part of what helps it.
You know, for me, going through this, normally it's that page or that splash page is I want a print of that.
Yeah.
There's panels.
Just singular panels
that I want the print of. So for people who don't know, Vader Down is the story of, Darth Vader is in a race to find the pilot who destroyed the Death Star.
Right, yeah.
Now, the Empire has a whole bunch of people looking for this pilot.
Literally, the story's been going on through Darth Vader's book since the first issue. The Emperor and Vader both are who the hell...
Yeah, you know, who did this?
Who could do this? And it's a Jedi.
Yeah.
They know it's somebody with Jedi powers. I mean...
And Vader has found out that it's Luke.
Right.
Or someone named Skywalker.
Yeah, Luke Skywalker.
And he hasn't met this part, he's obviously had interactions with Luke,
right? Yeah.
To a certain point, Han even makes a joke in the book, why are we going to find him? He tries to kill us every time we see him.
Well, right. I mean,
he's almost killed us every time we've been near him.
Star Wars issues, they literally almost got into a lightsaber fight that I think just lucked out that something happens. And
the AT-AT
falls right in between them.
Right in between them, literally.
At that point, he didn't know who he was.
Right.
So
he's like, who is this pretender?
And I don't think that in that storyline, he even knew that that was the one who had destroyed.
No, he did not. He just knew it was someone who had
carrying a lightsaber around.
A lightsaber, even recognizing that it's
own. Obviously, Anakin would be a little pissed off that there's still people running around with lightsabers at this point.
So in this story, Vader finds out where Luke is.
Yeah.
Is going there. It happens to be on a planet that has an old Jedi temple. He drops out of hyperspace.
Doesn't know that he's been set up, because obviously...
Has he been set up, though?
Oh, yeah. I think the way that... If you read the last issue of Vader right before this...
And I did.
The general, Mount Calamari general that's working for the Emperor was looking for Luke, pretty much, laughed it off that, ha-ha, he's going right into... A trap, pretty much.
So he knew that the rebels were on this
planet. Yeah, it wasn't just Luke Skywalker that he knew was on this planet. Had fed the information to the guy who fed it to Vader's agent.
So he's going to Vrogas Vos, is the name of the planet. And it's the home of a Jedi temple.
Yeah.
He knows Luke is there. He pops out of hyperspace in the middle of several dozen X-Wings doing maneuvers.
Right.
So for non-military people like myself, maneuvers is practice.
Yes.
And the reaction from the main X-Wing fighter, the leader of all the squadrons, is, it's just some buckethead stormtrooper who popped out in the wrong spot.
Right, yeah. We'll take care of this guy.
Not realizing, obviously, who it is. And Vader, being Anakin Skywalker, just flies right in the middle of it.
Well, at this point, Vader is, you know, I mean, what is this? About 15, 20 years after he had been turned into Vader.
Yeah.
But he's still Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah.
I mean, he's still, you know, he's still the greatest pilot in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And literally it's like, oh, bunch of X-Wings. Okay, I got this. You know,
no problem.
Yeah. It's pretty much like if you watch the opening sequence of Revenge of the Sith and the way he flies through there, that's what happens. I mean, this is literally like him going, oh, well, I can just take out all these guys.
Like, I look at this and it's him from Clone Wars.
Yeah.
You know, which, again, we just recently watched it all the way through.
Yeah. You and the kid.
Yeah. Me and KB07. And I just get mad watching that. It's like, this is the Anakin that, like, we heard about.
Right.
This is the Anakin that we dreamed about becoming Darth Vader. And then we got, and you know, whatever with Hayden Christensen, like, I don't blame him necessarily.
No, it's just
it was just a horribly written version of him. But this battle that takes place is awesome. And then
it's not even a battle. It's a slaughter.
Well, yeah. And then, you know, Luke, who happens to be Red Squadron, happens to
Red,
be there.
The whole Red Squadron is there.
Luke's like, all right, like, it's Vader. And they're like, how do you know? And he's like, I just do. And he turns off his comms.
Yeah.
Which is like,
and apologizes to R2. Like, I'm sorry, R2, but this is what's going to happen. And rams the ship.
Just runs right into it.
Yeah.
And then as Vader's going down, he's like, he recognized who it was. And he goes, if he's as strong in the Force as I think he is, he'll survive.
Right. Yeah.
And like, you know, they both survive. They're pretty far apart. And then
we don't want to spoil the whole thing. Yeah, this thing is freaking awesome.
I'll just say this. The last page of this book is so good. You took a picture of it and texted it to me and said it's on.
Yeah.
And then I just replied like Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait. So
next week is it going to be
6 consecutive weeks for
I think
this
so.
Or whatever it is? Okay, so the order of this, if you want to get...
Are the dates on there, I think?
Not the dates, just the books.
Just the books.
Okay, so if you want to get Vader down, which I highly recommend.
Yeah.
And the beauty of it is, you haven't had to read any of the other Star Wars.
No, you jump right into a story.
So Vader Down number 1 came out this week. Darth Vader number 13 is part 2. Star Wars number 13 is part 3. Darth Vader 14 is part 4. Star Wars 14 is part 5. And then Darth Vader 15 is part 6. This is like old school Marvel, where they did like an alpha book.
Yeah.
And then just told the story.
Yeah. I'm
happy there's no Omega.
Like a follow up, you know, like a part 2 Vader Down number 2 or anything.
No, there's not. This is it. It's self contained in these 6 books. This is awesome. This is like what I've been looking forward to since I heard about Vader Down like 6 months
ago. Yeah. When they announced it, it was one of those things where, you know, here we go with the giant crossover. And then it's like, okay. You know, every Marvel book does it at one point or another.
But, like, they're not.
Yeah, but Jason Aaron, you know, I
for
sent
me,
you
it's
a message
one extra
earlier.
Book. That
Jason Aaron's knocking it out of the park.
Yeah. And
if Marvel doesn't, like, make him stay on this book, we will make him stay on this book.
We will find you, Jason Aaron, and we will go.
I don't know if I really want to mess with Jason Aaron. We've seen Jason
Aaron.
Yeah,
he's a big dude. Yeah, and he's got that
beard. I'm a big
beard.
Dude, too, but yeah, I'm like, yeah. So. It'd be a good wrestling match. But if you're reading like Southern Bastards or any of his other stuff, or you've read any of the previous stuff
he's
written,
it's
like his mind's pretty much like crazy. Like,
but you know, I made the joke is if they haven't backed the Imperial truck full of Imperial credits up, you know, like they need to, Marvel needs to do that ASAP.
It's just one of those things where, and you know, we've had this discussion before on here and just us talking. Yeah. You can tell when writers are having fun writing books.
And he's having fun writing
this book. And it's like, you know, usually, you know, for somebody like Jason, if it's not his book, you could just tell sometimes.
Yeah, it's hard not to go through the motions. Yeah. It's like if you're writing Deadpool. It's hard not to go through like the Deadpool motions.
I mean, it's literally, you know he's a fan. You know he's having fun. I mean, the characters he's created for these books, like, you know, the Hutt that we were talking about.
Well, and so, like, that was in Star Wars issue 12.
Yeah.
Which is written by Jason Aaron. He's writing that series as well. And Stuart Immonen's art.
Oh, yeah.
In that book. Immonen, sorry. I'm pretty sure. Oh, yeah, no, yeah. Immonen, yeah. And then, that's just...
And that's another thing.
It's such a
fun
book.
I'm loving that they are getting guys that have been around for a long time to do this book. You know, because there are a lot of young guns out there that, you know, Marvel likes to use that term a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of young guns, but I want to see, like,
well, they had that whole, like,
artists.
Young Gun Brazilian crew.
Sure.
Who are amazing.
Yeah.
And they're all.
But I'm just saying, like, right, Deodato, but, you know. Yeah. It's like, you know.
I will say this. The group that they have right now.
Solid.
Drawing Chewbacca.
Oh, Filimoto, yeah.
Well, not even just Filimoto, but, you know, Immaman here.
Immaman with the Dengar fight.
Well, yeah.
I was like, you're like going back. I was literally read the whole thing, was flipping back, reading pages again, because I'm like, holy crap. It's like these two are really beating the hell out of each other. Yeah.
And then, there's
and I mean,
a huge...
Dengar in the movie and obviously in the book was maybe about 5'5".
Yeah, he was a little.
Chewbacca's like back, 7 foot tall, and it's like, he literally, like, almost had him at certain points where you're like, oh
yeah,
okay.
So all right, so the Star Wars comics, like,
yeah,
get them and read them, like,
oh yeah, pick the trades up. I mean, if you don't want to buy the single issues, you like Star Wars, pick the trades up. This is a fun book.
I know for a while these books were outselling everything.
Yeah,
like, they were selling as many issues as everything else that Marvel was selling. Yeah. So I think for a couple of them, it's everything Marvel and DC sold in 1 month.
Yeah, I think there's still certain issues that beat out Marvel books and DC books, so, you know, more than they should.
Yeah, and especially right now with Marvel in its state of flux with all new, all different.
Well, right, yeah.
Like, this is a great thing to just kind of anchor on your pull list.
Well, and, you know, it's one of those things where, and we've talked about it, The Force Awakens is coming, you know. This
what?
Is The Force Awakens, you know, that movie.
I'm sorry, I don't know what you're talking
that
about.
That movie with the new Jedi kid and,
Jedi.
You know.
What's a Jedi? No.
You know what a Jedi is, come on.
Yes, The Force Awakens.
Yeah, so it's like,
28
this
days
is,
away.
This is a good way to get yourself, like, hyped up
for
it.
Man, I...
Plus, I mean, like...
I feel like I'm, like, 10 years old again right now.
Yeah?
With all this great Star Wars just content. Like, it's like I found my first, like, expanded first novel.
Right, okay.
And, like, it's like, oh.
What was your first expanded universe novel?
I don't know.
Mine was Heir to the Empire. Literally, I think I was at a Walden Books, which they don't really exist anymore. I think it was the one in Beachmont Mall, and they used to have a little, like, book that they would put out of sci-fi novels that were coming out.
Yeah, what's new coming
out.
Yeah, I remember
and
that.
I took it home, and I'm flipping through it, and I'm like, a new Star Wars story? Like, coming out? It's like, what's this? And picked it up and flew through it. I mean, you know, it's just one of those things where they got it.
Yeah.
They literally got it. That first trilogy of books was just, you know, a classic story.
Yeah.
So.
It's just, like, it's just so exciting. Like,
it's in my blood. Star Wars is in my blood. So. You know,
my daughter is 8.
Yeah.
She knows you don't start with episode.
Right.
You start with, and she calls them Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, and then episodes 2.
Right.
Like, that's just, because that's how she hears me. You know, I obviously do the digital, like, I buy the books, and then I redeem
the digital cards. You do the digital cards.
And we got home from school today, and just up on the Apple TV, I was like, hey, let's go through this, and, like, she just got to sit there and watch, and I did the Comixology guided view.
Yeah, it so would be she could really see. Cool if, like, you know, some of these digital books they did voice stuff for.
Yeah, well,
I would love to hear James Earl Jones reading Vader down.
So as I was reading it and I did the Vader point, like, every once in a while I'd just go,
yeah.
And she'd go, Dad, you don't have to do that every time.
Yeah.
It's like, I kind of do.
Right.
I can't help myself.
It's just, it's
a compulsion.
This is one of those books where, yeah, I would love to hear, like, an audio version.
Well, do you remember, what's the Xavier radio station here in Cincinnati?
VXU?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember they used to do the Star Wars radio plays.
Oh, they would play the old radio plays.
And,
yeah.
And those were awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, seeing some of these things, like, done.
Where Billy Dee Williams actually played Lando Calrissian.
Oh yeah, it was like all of them. It was more or less than Mark
Perry
Hamill
King
and
Perry King played Han Solo because obviously Harrison Ford was too busy.
Yeah,
back then.
Indiana Jones.
Yeah, literally doing Decker. Pretty much everything.
Yeah.
Carrie Fisher did one of them, I think.
I think she did Star Wars.
Yeah. But it was, I mean, they're fun. They're fun to listen to.
Yeah. And I'd like to turn. I'd actually kind of like to. Like, I had the vinyl of
that. Oh, wow. Okay.
My uncle was a big vinyl guy. Probably still is. I don't know. Got those for me.
Sure.
Or got Star Wars for me. I think it was like four records or something like that.
I mean, you can find it still.
Yeah, I'm sure I could go to everybody's and pay
Amazon
$80
still,
for it. But,
you know, Amazon probably has the CD versions of that. Yeah. So, you know.
But yeah. All right. So Vader down.
We just Star Wars geeked out.
Yeah. like hardcore. Must read.
Yeah.
Must read. All right. So moving on, we are now at the Agent Carter section of the podcast. Miss Haley Atwell is a fan favorite, at least at this table.
Yeah.
She's nailed Peg. Just nailed that character. Like, I don't even look at that and see Haley Atwell. I see Peg Carter.
Right.
And it's like, it's awesome. So the trailer landed a couple days ago.
Yeah, it's been. I seen it at the end.
Yeah, of you saw it at the end of Shield. I saw it on YouTube.
Right.
We're gonna link to it in the. Actually, I'll embed it in the show notes. Peg moves to Los Angeles.
Yeah, I'm very curious. It looks like the whole SSR is there because
they up and go because the dude from Dollhouse.
Yeah, Enver Gorjevich.
I can't say his
like
name.
That.
It's
his last name is.
There's a whole bunch of consonants and not enough.
Yeah, his first name's Enver, though, I believe. But he was in the preview.
Yeah.
With Jarvis.
With his cane. Yeah, Jarvis.
Jarvis is in the preview.
Are you ready for the next adventure?
Yeah. So I'm very curious to see why they're in LA. Obviously, it has something to do with Madam Mask.
Yeah.
So we'll see where that goes.
I know Peg Carter or Agent Carter was one that, like, the wife, she hasn't watched any of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Okay.
And she was telling me, hey, I want to watch the show. Make sure you add it to our Hulu.
Right.
And, you know, she was the one like, hey, is there a new Agent Carter? Like, can we watch it?
Sure.
So that excites me. It's like the little one with Supergirl. You know.
Yeah.
If I didn't have her, like, I'll be honest. Like, if I didn't have her or she didn't want to watch it, I would watch
Supergirl. Okay.
It's just not.
It's not in your wheelhouse?
It's just not. Yeah. There's other things to spend my time
and
doing.
Honestly, I've enjoyed Agent Carter more than I have enjoyed Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. I told you that last year when I watched it. I'm like, this show could be longer.
Well, I think they learned a lot from Agent Carter.
Yeah.
For S.H.I.E.L.D. Because this season,
it has that same
sensibility.
Yeah, it's got a pace to it.
So, but yeah, so real quick, S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
This is my favorite episode of the season.
Okay. Is there a reason why?
I think we're finally seeing that team. Like, you know, that we were promised in the first season.
That's actually all starting to mesh together.
It is. It's, you know, almost like the Secret Warriors S.H.I.E.L.D. type thing.
Yeah.
Especially
at the end of the episode when, you know, everything's starting to come to light that Hydra has been around a lot longer than it seems like it's been.
And you know, that part for me was very, like, a Whedon-y thing.
Yeah.
You know,
was it because of the ram's head?
It was because of the ram's head, and like I'm waiting.
Oh, for a heart and a wolf to show up.
I'm waiting for the senior partners, and I want Coulson to pull off his hand and put like maybe like a chainsaw or like a like gauntlet type thing on there, and look directly in the camera and go, "I kind of wanted to slay the dragon."
Yeah, I did think like definitely with the ram's head, it's like, where is the deer's head and where is the wolf's head at this point?
Yeah, but like Nick Blood's Hunter.
Oh yeah.
With the hoodie and the could not care less attitude as the hacker with
Sky
and
Daisy and Daisy feeding him the lines.
Like, that was perfect. And then the best part of that, when he had to finally type something and he had to hunt and peck for it.
Yeah, he was literally one finger typing, which
and then she
drives
goes,
me nuts.
And then she goes, "You know what the forward slash is, right?" And it's like, and he's like, "Yeah." And, you know, but no, it was great. We got to see the chairman from Iron Chef.
Mark Dacascos.
Mark Dacascos, who was the crow in the Crow Stairway to Heaven.
He was TV in Street show. Fighter.
He was. Who in is
was it Street Fighter or was it?
It wasn't one of those. But
Double Dragon.
No,
Double
you're right.
Dragon Double Dragon with Scott
Dragon.
Wolf.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's a world-class martial artist.
Well, you know, and the fun life, thing for me, so. We actually talked about it, what, the first or second episode I was on?
Yeah.
Hawaii Five-0.
Yeah.
He was the bad guy on there for so long that I was you told me about that. I'm like, all right, he's playing another bad guy, and he's an Inhuman.
And he is, and he's working with Hydra.
Powers Booth.
So, yep.
Powers Booth, man.
And then Ward.
They could get rid of Ward and just have Powers Booth.
I tell you what, though. If we have this Ward every episode, like, I'm all on board with Ward.
He crashed a plane.
He didn't crash it. That was the thing.
He blew it out and told everybody, you're going
to
die.
No, he said it. So, like, you know, he's like, return to your seats. He told, like, you know, he had her put, and then he set a localized thing so he could jump out where he needed to go.
Right.
And the plane had time to to dive and repressure.
Right.
He did not, he purposely did not kill any.
Which is weird for Ward.
But
this is a guy who likes to burn stuff down.
Yeah, but it was just such a cool scene. Like, because, you know, he's like flirting with the Sky Mattress or stewardess.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's like, oh, well, you know, I'll be back in a couple weeks. And then he whispers something to her, and just to watch her
face
just go from like that smiley, flirty face to just white.
Yeah.
It's great.
It was a fun episode.
And then whatever is happening with Andrew/Lash. They're obviously going to send him through to the world.
The moon or whatever it is?
Mogo.
Yeah, where the astronaut is.
Or whatever the Marvel version of Mogo is.
Well,
they have a living world, right?
Marvel. Yeah, Mogo's Ergo, a living planet. Yeah.
Well, Mogo is Greenland, remember. So.
Whoa.
It's Ergo or Ego or something.
Ego, the living planet. So,
but I think that's what that is.
Yeah. I don't want to see a planet with a mustache.
It's a hipster.
Yeah. No.
It's going to have skinny jeans.
No. I do think that is a Kree world.
You think it's a Kree world?
Yeah, I think it's just one of their...
What about the astronaut? I mean, he's obviously Hydra.
He doesn't know. No, he doesn't know that he's a sacrifice.
You think he was a sacrifice?
Well, that's what they said in the episode.
Oh, did they? I missed that.
Like, okay. He literally... The thing with his patch,
yeah,
when they flipped it over, it's the ram's head.
Right.
And they figure out that he was a sacrifice, that there was elements of NASA that were Hydra, and they were still sacrificing to whatever they're sacrificing to on that planet.
So I just realized, you guys can't see this, I'm shrugging and shaking my head in agreement with Johnny not saying anything.
Yeah, it's like, if you hear silence, that means Brian's agreeing with me.
Well, I'm listening too, because like, it's, you know, it's just one of those things where, like, I missed that totally.
Yeah, so. That was the Fitz and Simmons discussion.
And then the two of them, what happened?
Oh, it's one of those things where two characters that were kind of like, meh, you know, at the beginning of the show have really developed. And I like that he finally said it. They are cursed.
Yeah.
They are literally cursed to not be together.
And like, I think outside, like, so, like, I've said this before too, is that Hunter, Nick Blood, is like quickly becoming my favorite just S.H.I.E.L.D. agent.
Yeah.
Like, Fitz is just, I have such a soft spot in my heart for Fitz. And like, seeing how he's grown since that first season where he went out into the field with Ward.
Right.
And he had like the pimento or the prosciutto and whatever sandwiches
that
Simmons had made for him. To, like, he's a legit badass in his own right.
Yeah, he's literally had to evolve into being a stronger person.
And now she's gone to where she's more, like, reliant on Fitz.
Right, where it's the flip of last year.
Yeah.
Where last year he was debilitated.
Well, because he was, you know, quote-unquote broken.
Right.
You know, his brain was, he had that traumatic injury. So, yeah, I mean, it's just been really, really good.
It's a fun series.
All right. So, the last thing we want to talk about tonight.
We're still on the Marvel train.
Yeah, well, man, there is a lot of Marvel.
I was going to say today's the Marvel
train.
And
last week, too, we did all Marvel. Our last two weeks ago. Yeah. Anyway, well, they've just had a lot of stuff come out.
So. Where are you, DC? Where are you?
I tell you what, like, to just call out DC real quick.
Yeah.
The Superman Resident Alien. American.
Yeah, Alien. American Alien.
Go get the first issue.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. Like,
well, it's like I told you, the Superman and Lois Lane.
Yeah.
Anytime you're taking the Superman character out of what's New 52 stuff.
Yeah.
And doing something with him, it's like, yeah, it's going to be a little bit different.
It's a 7-issue run. just go and get it.
Yeah.
Like, don't even wait for the trade. Just
pick it up.
Each month, it's going to be worth it. Watching him learning to fly.
Yeah.
And pulling Martha Kent out through the hole of the roof. And he's like, hold on. She's like, I can't hold on. He's like, you got to hold on. You know? And then them trying to catch him with the crop duster was just totally worth it. Okay. On to Jessica Jones.
Yes.
So Jessica Jones is a character who came about in the early 2000s in a book called Aliens.
Yeah.
And then she was retroactively added, retconned, if you will, to the Avengers.
Well, the way, you know, and I read this book, she wasn't retconned into it, really. It was written that she had been an Avenger and had lost her abilities.
Right. But so, we never ever saw so they, her as
yeah, you never, well, it's the same as the Sentry. Yeah. I mean, you know, it was the, it was that time where Marvel was trying to, you know, fit people into the book that, yeah. you know, and Brian, I think Brian Bendis had just come into the Marvel fold.
He was probably 30 issues into Ultimate Spider-Man.
Yeah.
He'd been on it for a couple years.
And this was more one of their,
it was a Max line.
It wasn't Max. It was Max. It, yeah, so was yeah. Max. Yeah. So there
this was an adult type.
A bit more violence, a lot of sex,
drinking,
a lot of everything in it.
Like, is the comic book code was still in effect then?
They probably Avengered down her a little bit because it was like, you know, after that series ended, she started popping up all over the place and that. And
what was her hero name?
Diamond, I think.
No, Diamond was Christian Walker in Powers.
Was it? I don't remember that.
Yeah. It was something like diamond related.
Yeah.
Like gemstone related.
Right.
Not Dazzle. Anyway. So, but she's a superhero who has not lost her powers necessarily, but lost her way.
Yeah. She's become a private detective.
She has post-traumatic stress disorder from the villain.
Yeah. We eventually find out, like, we don't want to spoil that because obviously that's
no, it's been in the previews.
Well,
I mean, it's in the show description on Marvel's page.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well, so yeah, obviously then somebody else spoiled it and they shouldn't have.
But so there's something that happens with Kilgrave, the Purple Man,
who David Tennant plays. We do find out in the book.
Who is terrifying as Kilgrave. I actually went back and watched some of the previews that I said I was going to watch.
Yeah.
He's so awesome.
When isn't he?
I don't know.
I mean, never? You know, what I think the first thing I ever seen him in was Barty Crouch.
Broadchurch, the whatever the...
I liked the first season.
No, whatever the U.S. version
that was. Oh, I didn't watch that.
With Anna Gunn.
That's kind of like Supernatural after season 5 for you. That didn't happen.
Yeah, okay. That was just kind of bad all the way around. Anyway, so this is stars Kristen Ritter as Jessica Jones,
which you were kind of hesitant at first,
because
right?
I've seen, like, you know, I mean, obviously we know her from Breaking Bad,
right?
I mainly know her from comedic roles that she played as, like, the vapid, like sex pot. Now I like her. I just wasn't sure about her for the role, but she's beefed up. You know, like she's
She doesn't look like she did on Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
She doesn't look like she did.
She doesn't look strong.
There was a really cool comedy, you know, dark comedy I seen with her and Kristen Dunst where they played vampires.
Yeah.
And I don't remember the name of it, but it was really good.
Yeah.
And I mean, she always seemed like really just wafy thin.
And she had her own show on ABC called the Bitch in Apartment 23, which was hilarious. Like, James Van Der Beek was on it and he played himself.
Yeah, you told me about that. Yeah.
It's just, it's really funny. Anyway,
her name was Jewel, by the way.
Jewel, thank you. I knew it was something like that.
She saved your soul.
She was meant for me.
Yeah, exactly.
Anywho. So no, like, I'm the more I see of her, like, she's got it.
You know, more she looks, that she's looks bulked rough. Up.
She looks like the comic book, like, you know, I mean, they've the character design of the comic book they've well, done with wardrobe and I things
mean,
like that.
From the book, she was a heavy drinker. I mean, you know, so it's like,
and she's a heavy drinker in the previous.
And it
that
does
we've
look
seen.
Like that. I mean, she looks like she's been down a rough road.
Yeah. So we have her. We have Mike Coulter as Luke Cage.
Yeah.
Who has been in, you know, we were looking
several
at
several things.
Yeah. Just, all way over more the place than what we thought. Yeah. But, like, he's a really good actor. Like, the things I've seen him in. Carrie Ann Moss from The Matrix.
Trinity.
And Memento.
I don't remember that movie.
What?
I don't remember that movie.
Hold on. I'm looking at my arm.
Are you looking at the tattoo on your arm?
Anyway. And then, obviously, David Tennant as Kilgrave. And then Rachel Taylor.
From Transformers.
Yeah, she was... If you saw the original Transformers movie, the Michael Bay one, not the cartoon one, she was the Australian computer hacker that brought Anthony Anderson into the mix. So... and she's playing,
and you've never seen that character again.
No. And she's playing Trish Walker, quote unquote, Patsy, who, is another Marvel hero.
Yeah. Yeah.
Known as Hellcat.
Hellcat.
So yeah. So it's actually based on the Alias book.
Yes. Which pretty much means it probably will be awesome.
And then, I actually have found a quote from Ritter where she said she actually read through Alias to prep for the role. And is really excited about working with the team that they have in place. The showrunner for this is Melissa Rosenberg, who
has worked on a lot of stuff.
A ton of stuff.
Yeah, Birds of Prey was one of the things that popped up on her IMDb, which was a really good short run series.
Really?
There was a lot of goodness in that show that I think people should go back and acknowledge, especially if you're watching like Gotham or stuff like that.
Oh, it was way better than Gotham, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, there's a lot of Gotham used.
Yeah. No, it was only on for, what, 13 episodes?
Yeah, it got canceled.
And I enjoyed watching
nowadays, that would be on, it'd be in its third season.
Yeah, no kidding. So, too soon. But yeah, so Jessica Jones, she's this character who is broken. She's had this run-in with a villain that really affected her greatly to the point where she walked away from being a hero.
Yeah.
And then to follow up on that, she is now a private eye.
Right. Yeah.
So we will meet Luke Cage. It looks like we'll meet Luke Cage in the very first episode.
Yeah. There's been pictures of her on the back of the motorcycle with him.
So in the comics, she and Luke Cage have this on again, off again,
how they're going to do it. Because obviously she won't be part of the Avengers and that because
yeah,
we've
she'll
seen
never
the Avengers.
Have been, yeah.
So my idea for a lot of these shows that are coming out is that these people should be former agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. That
makes sense, yeah.
You know, after the fall of S.H.I.E.L.D., you know, the S.H.I.E.L.D. that was...
They have nowhere to go.
They had nowhere to go.
Like,
and
the
they
S.H.I.E.L.D.
were already... Like,
the
they
S.H.I.E.L.D.
were,
agents who weren't Hydra.
Right, yeah. They were already damaged. They duped. Should do the same thing with Punisher, really.
Yeah.
Is make him a former agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. And that would make a lot more sense than the whole Mafia thing at this point.
Yeah,
because
Mafia killing his
mafia
family.
Mafia isn't really a thing that, no. like, you know, is a big...
It could be Hydra killed his family
right,
or
yeah.
something. But yeah, no, I get
but
it.
But I'm really curious to see where they go with that part of the story, because obviously Jewel is not going to be a character, you know, that... She's got powers. We know from the
she's
previews
got super
that she's
strength,
got super strength and a few other things.
And limited.
She could jump high.
Right? Yeah. So, I mean, like, if you look at her power set, it's kind of like Wonder Woman from the 20s.
Yeah.
Where, like, because Wonder Woman, until recently, didn't fly. She could just, like, the Hulk jump. Like, even Superman started not being able to
fly. The only way that
Wonder
Woman
jump.
Was able to fly
was the jet.
Ever before. No, well, there was also, she wore Hermes sandals, and she could fly. So, you know.
Anyway, yeah, she can jump. She's got super strength.
Right.
And then Luke Cage's power set. He's got unbreakable skin.
Right.
And then
it's pretty much going to be the Luke Cage.
Super strength. And so this will go into the Luke Cage series.
Yes.
And then we'll get Defenders.
If we might get a Punisher.
Right.
Or so, we might get an Iron Fist. I mean, they still haven't said.
And they're allegedly going to introduce Iron Fist.
I think that Iron Fist, they should just do Luke Cage and Iron Fist as one show.
Yeah.
Power
the Heroes for Fire, Heroes for Hire. I'm really, really looking forward to this. You know, first off, it's something new to watch, and then second off,
if you enjoyed Daredevil,
it's going to be dark like that. This is their max for TV.
Yeah,
like you can look at Agent Carter and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
They're the family-friendly versions.
The cartoons and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's the all-ages kind of stuff. like the teen. This is the Max line. It's for adults. Like,
yeah.
I'm curious as to like if this will do what Daredevil did with like setting streaming records. I think this is going to be a much slower burn.
Yeah.
I don't think people are going to stay home all weekend and watch this.
A lot of people obviously already knew who the Daredevil was. I mean, you know, if you've seen the Ben Affleck movie, which pretty much everybody has seen at some point.
Or heard about it.
Or heard about it. They knew who Daredevil was. And it's one of those things where it's Marvel, and Marvel is pretty much golden right now. We'll and see. Just, you know, it was getting a lot of hype beforehand.
Right.
So, you know, that's, I think, the reason why it was so successful.
Mm-hmm.
This one, I don't know, because a lot of people won't know this character.
Well, yeah, I mean, there hasn't been, like, there's one, like, really, there's really only one series that you can go back to and be like, start here.
Yeah.
Read this. Like, she's in.
Well, I mean, literally, like, Alias was only 28 issues.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can go read the whole thing. You can go and buy, I think they did two books with all of it in it.
Yeah. Yeah,
otherwise there's, you know, four trade paperbacks out there somewhere. Go. So four or five trade paperbacks out there. And it's one of those things where I think what's going to happen is people are going to watch this and then go and find the books.
Yeah.
And want more from that character just from reading the book.
Yeah. If you want the books, I have all the individual ones. Just email me. I'm happy to sell them.
You're pimping your books.
Actually, I don't. I went back through them.
Do you actually have the whole?
Yeah, I have the whole run. Yeah. So,
okay.
That was back in the day where I had my first job out of college. I was flush.
Okay. You were buying.
So kind of like I am now.
Yeah, I think with me it was I had already been introduced to Bendis a little bit. Mm-hmm. So this was just one of those things where it was just riding the Bendis train. You know, I've said that a lot today, but literally, I think that year before that came out, I actually got to meet Bendis.
Oh, cool.
And cool guy.
He seems awesome. I mean,
you know, yeah, if you've listened to interviews with him, he's really a cool guy. He's down to earth. He is everybody loves his superhero books, but you got to go back and find like Torso.
Right.
The crime books that he wrote, Jinx and Torso. That's,
like Jinx was probably one of my favorite Bendis books.
Yeah.
But that's what makes this book, this character. Yeah. So good.
Yeah, that's why this book was so solid because it was more the crime, the crime story, and I mean, you know, her working the cases and that.
I mean, this is why I like him and I like Rucka. Like,
yeah,
they both come from that same like cloth of like the crime.
Plus, Bendis is from Ohio, so you gotta support the Ohio boys.
It's Ohio Mafia.
Yeah,
like we're everywhere. We are everywhere. Yeah. If you work at a company, someone from Ohio works.
Then we're
at a company.
Really like Hydra.
We are. Hail Ohio.
Hydra.
Hail Ohio.
Yeah.
All right. So, guys, we'll obviously talk more about this next week after we've watched a couple episodes. Yeah,
we want to hear your thoughts on it, too. I mean, obviously, especially if you've never read the book and you're watching the series, let us know what you think.
Yeah, definitely let us know. And
that would be great. And get in touch with Brian if you want to buy his books.
I don't know if I really want to sell them. Anyway, all right. So, holidays are coming up.
Yep.
We are doing another interview with, what's Mike's last
name? Mike Patterson.
Mike Patterson from Mike's Vintage. It's a toy store here in Springboro, Ohio, right in between Cincinnati and Dayton. We're actually going on this Saturday to go to his toy store, which isn't even open yet.
Yeah.
And we'll make sure we'll take a lot of pictures. We'll post on our social. We're going to sit down with Mike.
That at the beginning of next week.
Yeah. That'll be our Tuesday show.
Yeah.
And then we have a cool thing for Thanksgiving planned with just all about toys. And holiday buying guide.
Yeah, it won't be all toys.
Well, no, not all toys, but
you know,
but we will definitely be
what you might want to get yourself or get somebody else
for the geek in your life.
Yeah, for that geek in your life, even though you know you're probably all geeks and you know what you want to get.
And we'll obviously follow up on Jessica Jones.
Yeah.
So, anyway,
hopefully I'll have time to watch at least two or three episodes.
You gotta watch it. First cup.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking the other day because you don't have HBO.
Well, you literally like streamed through Daredevil.
I watched Daredevil in one
sitting.
And it
took me like a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like I said, it was online at like 10:30 the night before.
But it's convenient that this week coming up, they were smart this time because this week coming up, there will be no new shows.
Nope.
So it's one of those things where, you could just literally
watch
that. I mean,
yeah.
That's probably what will happen.
I'm pretty excited to watch it. I'm not going to lie. All right. So yeah, so we're going to have new episodes, like, all, you know,
yeah, regular time and everything. There won't be any break
we're not taking time off right now. But yeah.
It'll just be recorded a little differently.
Won't be recorded the same. Anyway, but no, definitely look for the interview with Mike. I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, Mike's a good guy.
To go into a toy store before it even opens and sit down and have a talk. So
take money with you.
What? Me buy toys? I did buy the new Green Arrow Icons figure. Yeah, it looks nice. This week. It does look nice. We both got a lot of comic books this week. Is there any one in particular? What are the top three that you're looking forward to reading, other than the Star Wars books?
Invincible, obviously. Did you read it already? Okay. I picked up one called Huck. That's a new Mark Millar book.
And I grabbed that too.
I'm really looking forward to that. Otherwise, it's pretty much just the normal stuff. I mean, you know, obviously you guys see my list and that. So, you know, I've already read Vader Down. I've already read Star Wars. So, you know, but yeah, it's just a normal week for me pretty much.
Cool.
What have you read?
So this week so far, I have read both Star Wars books. I read Star-Lord number one, and I read Invincible.
Okay.
Star-Lord number one, great.
Okay.
It's written by Sam Humphries, who was writing the Star-Lord book before.
Right.
Starts off.
But you were already a fan of his before this.
I mean, I'm a fan of Stan Humphries, so yeah. I'm going to read whatever he gets. But, like, I mean, I've liked Peter Quill since, you know, the early 90s when I developed a liking for random characters.
Okay.
But no, so I liked that. I started Extraordinary X-Men and then had stuff to do. So I didn't get to finish it, but I'm excited about that.
Okay.
I think that may be my X-book.
Did my list influence you at all this week?
Not this week.
I see a lot of, like,
no,
I hate Fairyland 2.
Well, I told you why I got that.
No.
Because the Image number two books are the ones that end up being worth money. I did not.
You're gonna get a slab then? Is that what you're gonna?
I did not like. I hate Fairyland number one.
Okay.
I just literally got the number two pure speculative.
I think Scotty Young's waiting out the window to kick your ass. That's fine. So.
I got Mighty Thor because I enjoyed that end run of Thor because it's the first time I've gotten Thor in years.
Well, and it's Jason Aaron. Well, so.
We're
giving a lot of Jason Aaron love.
Jason Aaron is quickly moving into that, like, list of guys I'm going to follow.
Yeah, and I haven't read it. The Goddamned came out last week. I haven't read it yet, but he wrote that too.
I mean, I got the Voltron book like you did. Now, I've read the Voltron book. I don't think you've read it
yet. I haven't read it yet. I love it. I think it's
awesome. So
some things I do sit back to read, like, once there's a full run or a good run of it.
And then Batman and Robin Eternal number 7. I have to say this was my least favorite issue so far.
But you're still going to pick it up.
Well, I got to see what's happening. It's only 16.
Right? Okay. So it's only...
it's 4 months.
Right. Okay.
Anywho.
That's not too bad.
No, it's not too bad at all. All right. So that's the Infamous podcast for this week. Do you enjoy the show?
Yeah. Yeah.
I enjoy it. But I wasn't really talking to you. Anyway, so, I mean, if you're out there and you enjoy the show, you know, follow us on Facebook.
5-star reviews.
Follow us on Twitter. Give us iTunes, reviews.
5-star reviews.
Email us at theinfamouspodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, I've had a lot of stuff. You know, I post to Instagram when we do the show, and I've had a lot of people, like, liking it. So that's appreciated. Yeah.
And I have a Contact Us page up now that's been updated with everything. Johnny has been browbeating me for a couple weeks now to build an About Us page, so you can go and you can see lovely pictures of what we look like or not, but learn a little bit about us.
All our contact information's on there, so, you know, if you have questions for us or whatever, you can get in touch with us.
And always just email us at theinfamouspodcast. And yeah, so any last words?
Nope, I'm pretty good.
All right,
everybody, so... we will have a show posted next Friday on Black Friday. So everybody have a good Thanksgiving.
Yeah, have a great Thanksgiving. I mean, you'll hear from us again before Thanksgiving with the interview with Mike and everything.
The interview will be there, but, you know, have a good Thanksgiving. You know, holidays are upon us, so you know, be safe.
I like to call it the holiday trifecta of pain.
For you.
For me. But it's not like that anymore. But I have like that. This is my PTSD time of year.
Yeah.
So, but no, with it, having a kid, it's so much fun. Wonderful
time of the year.
Yeah, it's so much more fun. But yeah, we got her. I mean, she doesn't listen to this because, you know, we don't really listen to this much after we record it.
Yeah.
But we did get her the Target BB-8 remote.
Yeah, so which she's we'll talk about on her next week's
SHIT episode, so. Over that. Anyway, guys. It's been an awesome week. Looking forward to another great week.
Yes, thanks for listening.
Yeah, we appreciate it. All right. Have a good one. Later.